And look what he said in verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. Do what? Go thy way. All right. Look what he said. Go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And what happened? And his servant was healed in that self same hour. The integrity of the word of God. Your faith can get you what you need. God just don't lie to people. And we ask, why doesn't it happen? We just didn't believe. Or we had something blocking us. The integrity of the word, if God said it, he has it documented throughout the Bible, especially on the new covenant, that he fulfilled every promise. Now watch this. I don't have this in my notes, but you know it and I do. He said in Mark Gospel, chapter 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. This is 16:15. And these signs, 17 said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall do what? Cast out devil, they shall speak with new tongue. And then it said, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall, they shall take up serpent. If they and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they what? They shall be what? So they went everywhere preaching the Lord, working with them, confirming his word with sign following. God, the integrity, if you do it, God will confirm it. You and I need to feed our faith and until we get to the place, talking to me, that I have no doubt at all. God will work with a person that will believe. If you don't believe nothing, he can't work with you. Smith Wigglesworth said, it's something about faith. God will come over a million people to get to that person in faith. See, you need to get rid of all what I heard, you know, religious riddles, fairy tales, and opinion of men, and how profound, I don't care how profound they may be. If it's wrong, I don't care. It's just wrong. It's not going to work. I don't care how we try to prop it up. It's just not going to work. Faith only confirms and produces and bring forth what God has said. I'm going to say it again. Faith only confirm, faith only bring into reality, faith only bring into manifestation what God has said. If you saying something and just a religious saying, you're not going to see God in it. He's not going. You will not find him participating in that. It's just some ritual you're going through. And too many churches, too many believers doing that, and it's not going to work when the enemy is breathing down your back. You need to know, this centurion just heard the word, didn't have the New Testament, didn't have the Old Testament. He just heard. That's all. He just heard. He believed. And I'm working on me. What's going to take you, Jimmy, to believe God? How many times you got to hear him? How many times you got to tell? He will have to tell me before I act on it. Are y'all thinking with me? How many times will he have to tell me over and over again for me to believe him? Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 9:33. I'm gonna show you Peter. Peter got it right after the day of Pentecost. Even though Peter still messed up, he still had some stuff. But you know, God, when you straighten up, God will help you. When you repent. Look at Acts 9:33. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed, how many? 8 years. How many years? And was sick of the palsy. Keep going. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. You know what most people say? You see I'm sick. I ain't walked in 8 years. That's what most of them said. He didn't say, try to get up and make your bed. He said, Aeneas, do what? Arise and make thy bed. And what happened? He arose 7 years later. No, he got up immediately. The integrity of the word and the anointing flows when you operate in faith. The name is given to you, and there is not anything the name can't do when it comes to the will of God. There's nothing impossible. Any door it unlock. Any disease it'll put it on the run. In the name. So Isaiah 55:11. This is what the Lord said. We're talking about the integrity of the word of God. Isaiah 55:11. This is New King James, if y'all got it. Put it in the New King James.